Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've done an hour three to round it out our third hour. But you know what, Double D? We're going to give you what you want. Because I know for a fact this segment's got brass written all over. No way Double D asked us to do this on his own. So we're going to do it because that's what the bosses want. It starts off with what is a total bases prop. Ladies and gentlemen, let me make this abundantly clear to all of you. Total bases is the biggest free money gift that Vegas has ever given all of you. The end, period, stop. If you know nothing about baseball, go look at total bases. Total bases is a player prop that gives you an outrageous amount of variables to actually win the prop. It's usually set at 1.5, which means 1.5 total bases. A double, that's 2 bases. A single, that's 1 base. All you need is either a 2-hit game or an extra base hit game. Just 1 hit can win it for you. A home run is 4 total bases. The end, period, stop. And it's usually either at even or plus money. What can I say other than Vegas has only recently figured out what total bases are? Because for years, total bases was listed at the exact same price as hits, which to me was crazy. 1.5 hits means a guy has to have a 2-hit game. 1.5 total bases does not mean he has to have a 2-hit game. And trust me, as someone that played professional baseball for a long, long time, it's not easy to have a 2-hit game. So yeah, total bases is a gift from the gambling gods at BetMGM for you to constantly look at. And if you don't look at it, you're leaving free money on the table.
Yeah, that's one that Deck and I, when we build our parlay v parlay, we regularly lean on total bases props. It is especially when a guy's on a heater. I mean, this is one that we're playing a lot of trends. This is one where you're looking at pitching matchups. We talked earlier about this matchup with Manny Machado, who has faced Boyd, but it was last year. But he's got good numbers on the guy. This is regularly predicated on. Can we go find a spot where somebody's got real good numbers against the guy? So, but again, you've got to take a lot else into consideration. If Aaron Judge is batting and it's a short porch home game at Yankee Stadium where he loves to drive the ball out to left field, a home run covers it. So you're looking at like a lot of matchups here.
Yes. And when I say matchups, like it even says after explaining what a bases prop is. Why do we take the props that we take? Well, Rob Brown just said it. We are looking for matchups. We're looking for weather. It's all of the above, and all of which is very findable. If the wind's blowing in at Wrigley, I may not want to be playing some RBI props. I definitely won't play a home run prop. If there's a matchup like today, how about this? Rob Brown, I'm going to give you a perfect example on how to play trends. Do you think, just on paper, without even looking at anything, you would put money on any Pittsburgh Pirates to do damage to the Yankees today, or just a bet on the Pirates to do damage to the Yankees today?
I actually don't know the matchup in that one. And this
But without looking, just blanket. If I tell you Pirates versus Yankees, do you want to bet on the Pirates?
Do I want to bet on the 2-6 Pirates who have scored a combined, what, 3 runs in the first 5 games? No, I'm good.
Exactly. I wouldn't want to either. However, if you look at the trends and you look at certain things like batters versus pitcher matchups, Brian Reynolds is hitting .500 against Marcus Stroman. Adam Frazier is hitting .400 against Marcus Stroman. Both have double-digit at-bats against him. Joey Bart is hitting .750, 3-for-4 off of Marcus Stroman. Now, does that mean I necessarily want to play a Pirates beating the Yankees? Maybe not, but maybe there's a run line bet right there that I can place. Maybe there is just individual props on Brian Reynolds of a 1.5 total bases against Marcus Stroman. Maybe I can play a hits, runs, RBI total on Adam Frazier. Maybe Joey Bart has a hits prop that's set at 0.5. If that's the case, I'm playing for one hit. Well, he's 3-for-4 off the guy. Yeah, I'll place that bet. There are so many ways to make money in every single baseball game. If you know baseball, trust me, Vegas does not know baseball.
Yeah, I mean, like the door is regularly open for these types of props. The door is regularly left open for you to jump in and make some money in those spots. But again, to me, it is as big, it is as important to look at to look at matchups, to look at parks, to look at weather, whatever. We were talking earlier in our Parlay v. Parlay, it's kind of rainy, it's kind of gross, it's kind of dreary in Chicago, Illinois today. One of the things that I was looking at was, do we want to keep an eye on the wind? Is it possible? We know that it's a hitter's park out to right when the wind is blowing in Chicago. So we checked it out. The wind is not blowing in, blowing out. It's blowing in from right field today. That, to me, kind of takes home run props off the board in this spot. But you know what it does? It does put into play some bags props, because guys can't be swinging for power today. They've got to be trying to put the ball into play in the... Okay, we're looking for base hits today. So now, instead of trying to take a big swing at a 2.5 bag prop or a home run prop, let's make a couple of picks on guys to rack up a couple of singles or a double here and there. And that's kind of how we built our parlay. So it's one of those things I would say, before we kind of dive into some of the other X's and O's that were put together, Cody Decker, I also point out that if you want to be successful doing this, and you want this to be something that you have runs of win streaks on and together, it takes time. Like, it takes effort. It's not just a matter of plugging up the schedule for the day and looking, go, oh, Yankees good, Pirates bad, and taking a bunch of money line props. It's a matter of looking at where they're playing, what the trends are, who's on the bump, what their relief pattern looks like, et cetera, and go in that direction. I killed it last week, Deck. I killed it with under outs totals on pitchers. Why? Because Vegas set it like it's week 9, and in week 1, guys are on short leashes. You don't want to overexert your pitcher their first time out in a regular season. I took just about every pitcher's under out total, and they all cashed in that week. So it's also a matter of knowing scheduling and timing, and when a team's got a big, if they got a big divisional matchup next week and they're playing the Rockies this week, even though it might feel like it's easy to run line that, you also got to look and go, you may sit some guys. You may give some guys a couple of days off before we get into a divisional matchup. So maybe that run line's not as attractive as you think that it is.
Yeah. Rob Brown, I've already mentioned how much I love and adore the total bases prop. But you know what? It's actually become my favorite prop to play in all of baseball props. It's really become the H plus R plus RBIs, which is hits plus runs plus RBIs. It's usually set at 1.5, not unlike, say, maybe a total bases prop. I love that hits, runs, RBI prop. Truly, truly do, especially if you have a power guy with some speed. Say you got for instance, today, I believe we have Jack Samero. We took him on over 1.5 total bases. The reason why we chose that over the hits, runs, and RBIs, which we probably would have played instead, was because the total bases was set at plus 150. This guy's hitting .430 right now. That's why we took that. I'm willing to put money that this guy is going to give me one extra base hit or multiple hits today rather than him doing the hits plus runs plus RBIs, only because the difference in price was roughly 50 points. It took us from a plus 100 to a plus 150 for roughly, arguably, the same bet.
Yeah, and that's going to be the other part. The other part to this is also going to be looking at the numbers and shopping and finding value. I mean, you know, it might be, you might see a home run prop that's listed at 7-1, but then you look over and you see an over, you know, maybe you can alt line it up to over 2.5 bases prop, and that checks in at 4-1. And now I don't need him to go yard. I can grab myself an extra base hit and a single somewhere, and I'm in the same boat. So to me, it's when we say play the numbers, it's not just about matchups, and it's not just about hitting conditions and what park they're in and all that, but it's also a matter of the actual numbers that you're betting on. There are spots where, as Deck just pointed out, yeah, I might give you back 30, 40 cents in juice on the bet per dollar, but I'm also asking a hell of a lot less in something that is far more realistic in a spot like that. So when you're looking at prop bets specifically, take a minute. If you got a line on a hitter, you think a guy's having a good run and he's getting a lot of contact and all that, it might be worth it to look in an alt line and kind of finagle that number around a little bit than to just try to, if you'll pardon the pun, hit a home run bet.
And last but not least, let's just mention this. What are your least favorite props? Because I have two. Obviously, home run props. There's a reason it pays out what it does. It doesn't mean they're impossible to hit. You can relatively guess them. I only play them if I have a trend that's so ridiculous, like somebody that's got like three home runs off a current pitcher that they're facing tonight. The other thing I don't like that a lot of people love, and you are not wrong to love them, but I hate a Yerfy and a Nerfy. I dislike them. I hate them. Yerfies and Nerfies are the worst to me because it's too much chaos. Means yes run or no run in the first inning. It's a bet that pays out quickly. That's why people love them. I think it's a bet you cannot control. That's why I hate them.
Yerfies and Nerfies are bets that to me are obviously very pitcher dependent. I mean, listen, if we end up in a spot where I've got two Cy Young finalists getting after it, I'll bet a Nerfy. And I put it in the category, Deck. I put it in the category of fun bets. There are some bets that are just fun bets. We'll keep going with this when we come back. We got an hour left. Parlay v. Parlay underway. We'll check in with that and more. Cubs up 1-0 on the Padres coming up in the next hour. A bet for the cycle on the BetMGM network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me.
Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.